The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
And as I get on a plane to Las Vegas tomorrow, and I think I know a good amount about the NFL, but I don't, you know, I lean on guys like Vinny Iyer from the Sporting News to get my insights on things or to challenge some of my thought process. And he joins us this morning on the show. Vinny, I'm glad you could join us this morning because I want you to help me make money. How about that? Is that fair? Do you demand a cut?
No pressure there, I guess. We'll do our best.
I've been trying to identify, because I always, every time I go out, every July I go out to Vegas, and I will place bets on the over-unders for teams. And so what I try to do is I say, okay, let me just first identify that I don't want to even consider, you know, probably 22 of the 32 teams. I don't even want to consider betting on them because of the fact that I'm looking for the worst teams or the best teams. And I think I've identified some of the worst teams. If a team bothers you that I say they're one of the worst, just feel free to tell me that I'm an idiot. Would you believe that any of these teams are not among the worst teams in the NFL? Cardinals, Dolphins, Lions.
Yeah, I think I agree with you, the Lions. And I think when you start looking at the worst teams, you look at who are the highest win totals, and you look at the Lions and the Redskins. You start with that. Good baseline, because these are aggressive win totals. I think both are on 6.5 on there.
Right.
So I think 6.5 is very aggressive for two teams that are going through a lot of changes there, that they're not necessarily positive changes. So, I mean, that's where you have to start, is finding the top and bottom where you think there's some overrated and underratedness too, and really work from there, because if you know a team, Miami is just a hard team to work with, because I think everyone thinks that they're bad. Everyone expects them to be bad, and you want to kind of avoid that. So it's a muddled middle, so to speak, anywhere from 6.5 to 9.5 wins.
I'm looking at overs. I'm looking at teams like the Falcons at over 8.5. I love Atlanta over 8.5. Now, I work in the Atlanta market, so maybe I get poisoned a bit by just knowing a little bit more about the subject matter, but they look healthy, like an easy 9-win team to me.
Yeah, I think to me that's the biggest decision there, Falcons or Panthers, because these two teams are very similar if you look at it. Recent levels of success, but they can go up and down unpredictably. Defensively, I'd say maybe the Panthers are a little bit better this year than the Falcons. I think the offense in Carolina, however, has a big question mark with the health of Cam Newton. So you got to balance those out. I think the Panthers are at one win less at 7 or 7.5. So when you think about that, and it makes me lean a little more toward the Panthers, just because I can get away with 500 with them, where Falcons, I have to feel pretty confident. And I look at a couple teams in the NFC NFC East that figure to be good, and the Eagles and Cowboys. So I look at the Saints being a heavy favorite in that division. So sometimes I worry about, are there enough wins to come for these teams? And I might go a little lesser with the just asking for the 8 wins versus going for 9 or 10.
If I said to you that, how preposterous would this sound to you, that the Rams, who won 13 last year, the Saints, who won 13, and the Rams, the Saints, and the Chiefs, excuse me, who also won 12 last year, that they would all take a step back this year, at least one win in the standings. Because when I see a 13-win team, I always think that a lot went well for you, unless it's the Patriots because of that division over the years. I'm always thinking, you got a lot of breaks to get 13. You get some breaks to win a 13-game schedule.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you figure there's some regression to the mean. I think the Chiefs are maybe a target there because there's the Chargers right there. You figure
right.
The Raiders might be a little bit better. You figure the Broncos might even out and get a few more wins there. So I think the Chiefs are a certain regression team. I think the Rams schedule is actually easier, but that's assuming the 49ers are going to be as bad, which I don't see that happening. I see the Cardinals having a slight improvement, and overall, Seattle, we know they're almost a lock every year to win 9 games with Russell Wilson. So when you look at that, I think the Rams and Chiefs are in position to win fewer games. Well, you look at the Saints, I actually think they're a better team overall than last season. They did have some close calls where I think they'll have some games early out of the gate where they'll win comfortably. So if I had to pick a team to repeat that performance, I would say it's the Saints, and the other two teams slide a little bit.
Do you are you a believer that there are coaches that you can just sort of count on, that when you're looking to make, you know, guy going out to Vegas making a wager on something, that they how much do coaches come into play in your mind as saying overall just the talent on the roster? Because the Browns roster looks very talented, but I question the coaching.
Yeah, the Browns make me nervous for sure, and it's not like the Steelers make me more comfortable either at 9.5 as well. So, again, coaching comes into play a little bit, but like the team like the Patriots, okay, you know, Bill Belichick, you can trust them winning a lot of games, but you can also trust them if they're in a position where they don't need to go for a 12 or 13 win for cosmetic purposes, they won't. And so you might not want to be so aggressive with the Patriots, where to them it doesn't really matter if they're 11, 12, or 13. It's more about where they are at the end. So you just have to kind of figure out the tendencies. I think you feel a bit better about the coaches who've been to the playoffs and led turnaround teams versus the rookies and complete unknowns there.
It's a are you a belief that, like, everyone's talking about now that the NBA is going to be really balanced this year? Do you see the NFL as a league this year that looks like there's going to be a lot of teams that actually can legitimately dream about hoisting the Lombardi?
Well, I think legitimately, I think if you're in the playoffs, I think we know the nature of this tournament is crazy, so anybody can get there. But you look at, I think, definitely the teams at the end last year, the Saints, Rams, Chiefs, and Patriots, stand out a little bit more. But then you got teams creeping in like the Colts that you're going to look at, or the Eagles or the Cowboys in this mix as well. So there is a good top-heavy system there, but there's also a bunch of teams that you think could sneak in and maybe surprise as a wild-card team. I think you look at the Jets maybe having something come out of this offseason where really their talent has improved. You can't say it hasn't, and it's a team that I think is starting to put a few things together in terms of offense and defense. So I think it leaves open for that next wave of surprise teams, and then when they do that, like the Colts, they all of a sudden become a team that you look at legitimately having a shot to win the Super Bowl in the very next year.
It's they always talk about the fact that, what, 5 of the 12 teams always over, you know, turn and change in the playoff field every year. I think that's great for the sport, and they, you know, at least the consistency of knowing there's going to be some inconsistency.
Yeah, another thing I think good in the NFL is that these teams are relevant in some form. Even Tennessee and Jacksonville, who some people forget about sometimes, we're still looking at these teams because what is Marcus Mariota going to do? What is Mike Vrabel going to do? He just brought attention to himself, saying just how much he wanted a Super Bowl championship. So there's always talk out of these teams that, you know, they would be middle of the pack in the NBA that you wouldn't be really talking about, but even these teams are making noise, and we do ask those questions. What about the Titans? What about the Jaguars? Where we don't ask that about sixth or seventh place teams in the East in the NBA.
Vinny, I can't wait for the season to begin. The most intriguing storyline, though, to you, the team. Everybody seems to be talking about the Browns. If I took the Browns out of the mix, like the most intriguing storyline other than the Browns that you would love to see and you can't wait to put your eyeballs on, what team is it?
I think it's just the Chiefs with all their drama and Patrick Mahomes. Can he do this again? And
yeah.
If he does this again, I mean, are we seeing a generational player out there and potential to carry his team to a championship? And Andy Reid, just wanting to finally see him win it all here. He's done so much, such a good offensive coach, the team leader that you've had for so many years in this league, now 20 years, that is he finally going to get it done with this generational talent?
Great job, Vinny. I appreciate your work as always, and I appreciate you getting up with me this morning.
All right. Good morning, and thanks again.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.